poll, majority of Republicans view Chris Christie unfavorably. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2023. Most potential Republican primary voters have an unfavorable view of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the latest Morning Consult survey found. For weeks, Christie has maintained the status of having the highest unfavorable rating in the GOP race. But this week's figures not only show his favorability underwater, but a majority, 51%, express an unfavorable view of the presidential hopeful. Just one quarter have a favorable view of Christie, giving him a net favorable rating of minus 26. Related, Chris Christie on Trump, his grip on the party is diminishing. Those DIR ratings come as Christie continues to criticize the former president, even recently stating that he is really concerned about Trump's mental health. Christie said on Newsmax TV's The Balance when asked about Trump's insults. I disagree with the things that Donald Trump did in the 2020 election. I disagree with the way he's conducted himself after the fact. I think it's bad for the country. I think it's beneath the office he held. But when he says stuff like that about somebody who, you know, supported him in 2016, prepared him for the debates with Hillary Clinton, supported him in 2020, and prepared him for the debates with Joe Biden. If I was so useless and dumb and deranged, how did all that stuff happen? It's sad. He's under a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. And saying these things makes me really concerned for his mental health. Related, Chris Christie, Trump is a liar and a coward who is indicted because of his own conduct. Former Vice President Mike Pence stands as the second most unfavorable candidate, with 37% expressing an unfavorable view of him. However, his favorable rating, overall, remains above water, unlike Christie, as 51% have a favorable view of the former vice president. One thing both of these presidential hopefuls have in common, however, is their continued willingness to disparage Trump. In August, for instance, Pence told CNN that Trump essentially asked him to put him above the Constitution and overturn the election, which Trump denied. Former President Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social, "Wow, it's finally happened. Little Mike Pence, a man who was about to be ousted as governor Indiana until I came along and made him VP, has gone to the dark side. I never told a newly emboldened, not based on his 2% poll numbers, Pence to put me above the Constitution, or that Mike was too honest. He's delusional, and now he wants to show he's a tough guy. I once read a major magazine article on Mike. It said he was not a very good person. I was surprised, but the article was right. Sad." Notably, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, another constant Trump critic, also has a favorable rating underwater. Related, Asa Hutchinson, "As president I would not pardon Trump." Trump, the runaway frontrunner in the GOP primary race, remains the most favorable candidate, with 76% reporting a favorable view. 65% said the same of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and both presidential hopefuls have 22% viewing them unfavorably. That portion of the survey was taken September 7 to 10, 2023, among 818 potential Republican primary voters. It has a +/4% margin of error.